Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the afternoon show where we highlight local personalities, community happenings, and all the events that are going on in and around St. John's County. Pete Melfi with you. Davey Hartzell, how's your weekend, man?
Man, I hit it out of the park this weekend. Got a lot of chores done. Of course, it's been Spin Fest. Fantastic over at Funky Town. Having a blast. All doing all good. I got to play Barbies with my niece over the weekend.
Oh, man. That's always a highlight of my weekend.
Well, the Tooth Fairy came. She lost her first tooth, and she got an extraordinary gift, which I guess they slide money under the pillow. I guess that's how it works. Yeah. So she took her money and bought a Barbie bus.
Oh,
so we had a lot of fun with the Barbie bus.
Wow, Tooth Fairy dishing out some money these
days. That's what I'm saying.
You can buy a whole Barbie bus with Tooth Fairy money. You got like $2.
I was told it's the first tooth. It's a special one.
Okay, yeah, sure. I get that. All right. Wow. Oh. Tooth Fairy didn't have that much money when I was a kid.
No, me neither.
Get no special first tooth money.
I got like a dollar that was taped together that you couldn't even use, right? Yeah, I was like, thanks. Thanks, Ma.
Yeah. Well, that Tooth Fairy business really gone up in the past.
Inflation, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah, something like that. It hits all areas of work, man. All right, we've got a very great show here lined up for you today. We've got a great week of shows lined up for you, actually. But we're going to be talking to some of the folks from Horseplay.
Yeah.
They do some really amazing things here in St. John's County. Can't wait to talk to them. We've, of course, got some events to tell you about. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't be an afternoon show if we didn't give you your horoscopes for the week.
Here we go.
Man, we got some bad ones today. Bad ones. Aries and Taurus on deck.
They have the best day, Monday.
Yeah, they do. Get it over with. Just get it over with. Get it done.
We lose all Aries and Taurus fans for the rest of the week on Monday. They sign in, then we lose them for the rest of the week.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They're like, okay, we got what we need out of this show.
Pete Melfi got me again.
Yeah. Those dang nabbit kids.
I love when Happy shows up. Nice.
All right. Before we get into the show, I do want to remind you that our friends at Beaver Toyota help us put on this program each and every day, and we appreciate them. Hey, 904 family, do you want a vehicle that can save you on gas? If anybody said no, you're rich beyond belief. Beaver Toyota has over 250 vehicles to choose from, getting 30-plus miles per gallon. That's huge these days. Mm. Swing by the dealership. Get your 15-minute proposal. No waiting, no haggling, no going back and forth with the manager, with the fake manager.
I hate that.
You know that whole gig? Come on,
man. Straightforward. One, two, step. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why we love Beaver Toyota. 15 minutes, you get your proposal, you get the car of your choice, you're off the lot. You're done. You're out of there, man. It's a great experience over there. They are great people. When they say they are here to wow you, they really, really mean that, Davey. Absolutely. And I've learned that over the last few months of working with these folks. Just great individuals out there. Beaver Toyota. Check them out today. Get yourself the car of your dreams.
Do it.
Stop riding around in this car that you hate.
Yes. Don't let fear be an obstacle. Just right over it.
That's right. Also, All American Air. Big shout out to All American Air. I know. I've got one of these Lennox systems at my house, man. It's great. For 42 years, All American Air have been serving St. Augustine and our surrounding areas, including Flagler, Duval, and Putnam counties. Their areas of expertise include warranty and non-warranty service work on all makes and models of AC units. They do preventative maintenance, service agreements, new construction installations, and equipment replacement with the high-efficiency Lennox systems.
Hmm.
We always recommend you couple that with the iComfort Ultra Smart Thermostat so that you're not only keeping cool, but you're saving tons and tons of money.
Yes.
All American Air, give them a call today. See how they can help you stay cool and save money. 904-461-0070. All American Air. All right, Davey, where are we starting off today, man?
Okay, funny, weird, and ridiculous things that actually exist on Amazon shared by this online group.
Okay.
Here we go. The absolute agony on this first one. They're selling a white toilet brush and holder bowl. We've seen this before, right?
Okay, nothing unusual so far, right?
Go down to the comments and see. I don't know how to use these things, how this caught on. Absolute agony. Quite disgusting to use. Call me old-fashioned. I'm sticking to toilet paper.
Whoa! No!
Like a Brillo pad gone wrong there, yes.
They thought that's what you were supposed to be using it for?
Customer service, please call this person. Help them out. Golly, that's not an exfoliant, sir.
Oh. That's bad.
Next up, Jack Stratton. How I Made $290,000 Selling Books. Pete, we're in the wrong industry, man. What are we doing?
We are.
So scroll down. Format is in paperback. Okay. Oh, there's only one left in $290,000. So that's how he sold the book.
All right. That's a way to do it, then.
Next up is a heart-shaped bicycle safety light.
Oh, that's a heart-shaped.
Oh, it's upside down.
Doesn't look like a heart.
Oh, you sweet summer child.
You gotta put that in a different way.
Okay.
Different area of the bike.
Bear with me on this next one. Here we go. Say what you want about Poison. 10,000 pairs of earrings for $10.57 is a deal. So you scroll down further about this item. The package contains 10,000 pairs of earrings per pack. On delivery, if 10,000 are not there, please report our seller. We will reship you 10,000 pairs of earrings to you. Poison, Chrome Hearts, Nike, Bulgari earrings. This is an inferior product built with lithium batteries, professional cheating of money. What? Bless all buyers. The whole family died. Car accident, was beaten to death while walking, choked to death by drinking water. What is happening here?
Why is any of that in the description?
Who is buying this?
Yeah, but first of all, who's buying 10,000
pairs of caca earrings? Jeez.
And then, wow, yeah, those translations just went off the rails there at the bottom.
We need to move on. All right, next up.
Bad.
Need more information on this one. What is the condition of the used item here? We're selling Charnel soft toilet paper, but there's one used off. What does that mean?
Oh, can't be in worse condition than the used toilet scrubber.
Right. Oh, yeah. Weird. Oh, all right. Next up, we have a beef with Amazon. They ordered AirPods, but then they got two shower heads that look like AirPods. That's not AirPods, that's supersized. Yeah,
that's me when I order stuff. That's me when I order a desk. Still waiting on that desk.
Next up, you can buy an imaginary friend for $9.99 plus shipping.
Wow.
They were free as a kid, but inflation has gone really crazy this year. Yeah.
Oh, man. Boy, where's the imagination on these kids?
Don't forget the $5 shipping out on there.
Wow.
All right, next up, what's the story to end with this? Instant underpants, just add water. Who wants a pair of wet underpants? Oh. Nobody. Oh. Where did this come from? Oh.
Such a bad idea.
Next up, there's something very disturbing about this holiday picture. Having a special delivery on the booty. Oh, come on.
You could have thought of a better
Poppy holiday.
Yeah.
And last one today, I know because I'm too signal, but no way a couple could use $2,000 worth of lube. That's a 55-gallon lube tank.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I thought at first when you said that, I thought, Davey, a couple, maybe it's not that type of lube, but then it says 55-gallon sex lube.
Yes, they actually added that. But the reviews are amazing, so who knows?
Okay.
Lube for life.
$1,900.
$250 shipping. How embarrassing would that be if that showed up at your house? Right? How do you explain to your neighbors you gotta get like a... Ooh.
I don't know, man. Hey, your neighbors might look at you different in a good way. They're like, wow, he's really getting it in. Huh?
They're really passionate about slip and slide.
He's doing a lot of work around the house.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. That was very, very good. Well, from that into our Monday horoscope. It's not going to get any better.
Here we go.
Aries and Taurus on deck, as I reminded you earlier. Mm. Clay, could we get some horoscope music, please, good sir? Very relaxing. Tranquil. All right. There you go. All right. Here we go. Aries. You're conservative and afraid of taking risks.
Huh?
You're basically a chicken crap. Oh, jeez. That's rude.
Positive panda.
Rude to start the week. Your dinner will make you pray for death.
Oh. Mm.
Let somebody else cook it.
Add ketchup.
Is that the key? Taurus, here we go, Taurus. You'll experience the finer things in life this week. Okay, that's a good start. It could be art dining.
Mm.
Or the pile of traffic fines waiting for you in your mailbox.
Okay. Okay.
Finer things. I get it now. Next time, don't roar through the farmer's market on your scooter while wearing only goggles and a smile.
Nah.
I don't want to see that at our farmer's
market. It's a lot of passion there.
It's too much.
And you can't go with the scooter on our farmer's market anyway, so you'd be banned.
You might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depending on which farmer's market.
Oh, really?
I don't know. There are a couple
of amphitheater in my scooter. Head. Where are you thinking?
No, I don't know. Now you put me on the spot. I don't know where any other
coconut
ones are.
Coconut Barrel.
There you go. Coconut Barrel, of course.
Gotcha, booze.
Bring a scooter there and see what happens.
See what happens.
Yeah. Report back to us. All right, man. Before we get to our special guest today, we got to vibe up after this for whole entire first half of the show, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice organization coming in here. We're alienating our audience.
What are we doing? Jeez. How have they not left yet? They should have gone by now. Who puts up with this? Vibe Nutrition.
All right.
We love our friends down at Vibe Nutrition. But I really look forward to Mondays because I know I'm getting one of these lit teas again, man. The energy, the focus, the clarity. Great benefits that I get from these drinks. They've also got the meal replacement shakes. They've got the donuts. Don't forget about Waffle Wednesday.
You got to do that in the morning, right? Because she sells out on those.
Oh, yeah. She sells out quick. You got to get your waffles quick, man, like 8 o'clock in the morning.
And a really cool celebration over the weekend. Like,
it was awesome.
So much energy, a lot of fun. I mean, the Vibe team is just amazing. We're so inspired by them every time. So it's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, they are awesome. Vibe Nutrition, so much more than just the lit teas, man. Check them out today at the corner of Varela Avenue and Lewis Speedway. Especially, hey, look, if you're a mom waiting in one of those lines to pick up your kids after school, jump into Vibe.
Do it.
Just give yourself some energy. Give yourself some happiness while you're waiting in that line.
Speaking of happiness, since 1987, Panache opened its doors to be a cut above the rest. Their mission at Panache is to care for their team, guests, and community from scalp to soul and bring the joy to the world one service at a time. The Panache difference is their carefully chosen and highly trained staff there to exceed your expectations. The same goes for their elegant salon space dedicated to guest comfort and devotion to innovation and artistry. They're focused on making your day and continually raising the bar and also align with Aveda's mission of ethical and sustainable business practices and its high fashion aesthetic. They share Aveda's exceptional standards of quality products, treatments, and guest care, and everything they do reflects the standards of an Aveda salon. Go to getpanache.com, get posh, and get with it, boo.
Very good.
Changed it up a little bit. Yeah.
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 I had somebody call me boo over the weekend. I assume it was because they watch the show and hear that from you all the time.
Yes!
You're giving that word a comeback,
David. That's nice. Good. Nice little empty pleasantry for people.
Oh, is that what it is? All right. All right. Oh, okay.
Hi, Booze. How you doing?
Hi.
Just kidding.
Oh, that was, well, now they should definitely leave. My God. We've got Kayla, Katie, and Vicky in here.
Yeah.
That's from Horseplay. Ladies, thank you all so much for bearing with us here until this point of the show. We appreciate you. How are y'all doing?
Great.
Great. Good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So tell me what it is you guys do. Give everybody the rundown of Horseplay for people who might be brand new to seeing you guys.
All right. Go for it, Katie.
Okay. So Horseplay Therapy Center is the only nonprofit center in Northeast Florida that offers physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy using the hippotherapy model. Hippotherapy is using horses in our treatment to serve as a tool. Horses can provide lots of physical, sensory, and emotional benefits in our treatment. Mm. And after we kind of saw the benefits that our children were getting, we opened our Rise Up for Veterans program in 2021 for veterans with PTSD.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, great. Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge. So talk to me about what was the evolution of that and how's that going?
It's going great. We had our first group of veterans do group treatment earlier this year, and that went really well, and we've since been doing individual treatment with them, using the horse in their treatment, both mounted and unmounted activities.
Okay.
And the connection that these veterans build with their horses is just really an incredible and magnetic thing to see. Seeing how they can propel themselves towards their goals is really incredible. And to see a lot of these veterans who've done lots of years in different forms of therapy, and they come and really meet their goals with their horses.
That's got to be
magical.
Powerful.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Yeah.
So, Vicky, why horses? What's so magical about this animal?
They're really special. They make such a difference. And I treated for 12 years without horses, just traditional pediatric therapy, outpatient clinics and schools, in-home visits with kids. And until we started using horses and incorporating the movement of the horse and the interaction of the kids and the horses and finding that connection that they would build with each other, it just wasn't the same outcome. It started happening so much faster. They started meeting their goals so much faster once we put them on the horses and started working with them that way. Mm. We started with kids that I had been seeing for probably like 2 or 3 years that we had been doing traditional therapy. And then we started with the horses, and then they started doing all of the things we'd been trying to do for all that time. It started happening within like 3 months or so.
Wow.
So, kids that come in with autism who are nonverbal, who just have a hard time communicating and self-regulating, and the horse is relatable to them. I can't explain exactly how or why, but horses have this very intuitive, very far-reaching energy, and they are able to settle. Like, they just help those kids settle. Mm-hmm. The movement helps them to calm and regulate. And then once they've had some warm-up time with that and kind of getting in sync with the movement of the horse, then when you ask them to do challenging things and start pulling things out of them, they respond. You know, and no child wants to be on a horse that's not moving. So these kids that come in that are nonverbal, when we get them to, we challenge them with giving the horse a cue to go, whereas normally they don't speak, they start communicating that because they want to go, because all of us want to go. Yeah, None of us want to sit, right?
Go.
So it may start out with like a tap, and then it progresses into a vocalization or some kind of a sound, and then we just start working on form.
Like something, you know.
Something, yeah. Anything. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Anything. Wow. And then it turns into words.
And then a walk on.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really just kind of
the horse gives them that confidence.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, it's so, I'm a speech language pathologist by trade. There's so many opportunities to communicate with a horse. You can tell them to go. You can tell them to stop. You can tell them to turn, tell them where to go, what you want. You know, lots of communicative things, both verbal and nonverbal, between the child, the horse, the therapist, and then the wonderful volunteers we have available as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How many horses and how many volunteers out there does it take to run an organization like this?
It takes a village. So we have 7 horses at our barn currently, and then we have 2 that are offsite that are preparing themselves for the veterans program. But we have 7 working horses currently, and volunteers.
22 to 24.
Wow. Okay.
Each session. It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of people.
It takes a lot of people.
It does, and they're
really
awesome.
Dedicated. And yes, they are. Our volunteers make or break us, and they are such wonderful people that we are so blessed to have from this community.
Yeah.
So, Kayla, how do you deal with fear then? Like, if you have, I'm sure that's a big element, like, especially that first initial interaction with the horse. What are some techniques that you make sure that it's a nice, smooth transition?
Yeah, so a lot of the times we'll just take them up to the horses, kind of like when they're in their stall or if they're getting ready, and just kind of show them the horse.
Cool.
And talk to the horse and talk to the kid, and then we have them, like, basically work on petting them, and then we just transition them onto the horse.
That.
And sometimes they're afraid, and we just kind of have to, they're going to be okay.
Just push through.
Just go.
Yeah.
And then other times they get on and they freak out for like 5 seconds, and then they're like, they're good. And then they don't want to stop moving.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I like this.
Because they can do it. They shatter that glass ceiling of self-doubt. I love that.
That's awesome, because they can be, horses can be very intimidating. The first time I saw a horse and rode a horse in real life, I was like, oh, this is not a joke. This is a massive, very muscular animal.
Very,
you know? So, wow, it's got to be fun to do what you guys do.
It's definitely, I will never go back to a normal clinic.
Really?
Yeah. Is there like,
how could you?
No.
Is there a particular breed of horses that only work for this kind of therapy, or
no? It just depends on their temperament.
Okay.
We have quarter horses. We have draft horses. Their build is helpful if they're stocky and strong, you know. And the draft horses are like that because they can carry little people and big people. But quarter horses are really durable. Can pretty much go through anything. They last. They you know, they tolerate a lot because we get literal kicking and screaming. I mean, stuff happens,
sometimes,
and they have to just kind of stay calm. But they're amazing, and they've been trained for what they do, and their temperament, as long as they're calm and able to hold themselves together while crazy things are going on around them, then they're perfect. And their breed doesn't necessarily matter. There are some breeds that are just too hot.
They are
just not made for this kind of work. But our quarter horses are great. And that's primarily what we have in the barn. So, they're awesome.
And where do you find the horses to use for therapy?
So it depends. We've had many of them donated, which has been cool. And then when we've needed certain kinds, like sometimes we need larger horses, sometimes we need smaller horses. So when we need something specific, that, like with our veterans program, we need stocky but big and strong because we're going to have bigger people. These are adult horses, you know. So, so we went on the lookout, and we just have to wait for the right one. You know,
so like, what's the model like? Is it, it's like a daily operation, like from 9 to 5, and like families have to call up and schedule an appointment? Like, what does that look like?
Yes. Go ahead, babe.
Oh, it's like an outpatient clinic is how it operates.
Got it.
With the horse and the movement of the horse being our primary tool. But kids are scheduled between 8:30 and 5 every day, Tuesday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturdays is when our veterans come in, and then they will end up coming in on Mondays as we need, you know, to bleed over into Monday. Then they'll have that day as well. But wow. Yeah, it stays, okay. It's busy.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing.
It's great. Yes. It's been amazing.
Yeah. A lot of people taking advantage of your programs.
It's such a different angle of therapy. You don't hear a lot of horse therapy out there, you know? Like, so this is just such an awesome opportunity for people that are looking for something like this. Mm-hmm. What's a model family that, you know, could really benefit from horse therapy? Ooh.
I mean, most children that need physical, occupational, or speech therapy, you know, when they come into their initial evaluation, we discuss if their child would be an appropriate candidate. Mm. So, you know, if you have a child that has developmental differences or maybe a diagnosis of autism, Down syndrome, things like that, you know, those would be good fit families. Of course, the veterans with PTSD, mm. You know, call us and we can talk about how to get you in for services and things like that. But really, we want to encourage families to have their optimal quality of life.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever we can do to help you maintain your functional goals, you know, is what we want to do. So there's no quote unquote picture perfect family for horseplay therapy because we're trying to make everybody the best versions of themselves.
Love it.
Gotcha. Very cool. Now, you guys have a festival coming up, right?
Yeah, we do.
We do.
All right. Tell me about this.
So our fall festival is October 8th, from 11:30 to 4. This is our community and family-friendly event. So we're going to have lots of fun things. We're going to have pony rides. So this is our one opportunity a year that children who aren't participants in our program get to ride our horses.
Oh, cool.
We have lots of carnival games. We have barbecue. We'll have Kona Ice. We'll have Cali Cupcakes. We will have a dunk tank with some of your favorite horseplay faces in it.
I've done the dunk tank before. It's not as bad. It's not that bad.
I mean, it was my idea, so I figured I should probably be in it.
You definitely have to.
It's just a pumpkin patch. Lots of fun fall activities to kind of come out and see what we do and then enjoy our property and, you know, learn more about us.
Cool. Speaking of where your property is, what is it, off of 207?
Yes, off of State Road 207, right off 95.
Okay.
Across from the big Publix that they're building.
Yeah, the new big Publix.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Wow, that's going to be easy for lunch for you guys.
No kidding.
Right.
Can't wait for it to open.
Oh my gosh. Just got to make our way across, but yes.
Right? Don't do it on the horse, right?
Yeah, why not?
They don't have a parking spot for
the
horse.
We can hop on Lizzie. She'll make it across.
Very cool. Well, how can people, what's the best way to get in touch with you? How do people find you, not only for this festival, but if they want to take advantage of your services just on a regular basis?
Just in general. So our website is www.horseplaytherapy.org. And then our Facebook page, at Horseplay Therapy. We're on Instagram as well. And you can always call us and we will give you all the information. We have a contact page on our website that you can fill in some information. Let us know what your questions are, you know, what you're looking to do, and then we'll contact you that way. So
awesome.
A couple of different options.
Very good. Well, thank you all for coming in.
Thanks for having
us. This afternoon, and just for what you guys do in general. It's so important and so cool, and you're helping so many people
get back
to their lives.
And save that date, October 8th. That's going to be awesome. Yes. Family fest.
See what they're all about, because it's something different. It's not the mundane. Mm. This is a different way of thinking about therapy services,
and there's a lot of people that are going to benefit from this. So this
and
is
it
awesome.
Works from what I'm hearing.
100%. You
know? It works. That's the most important part.
And thanks for the veterans. That's an awesome program, guys. We need veteran services in our town so bad.
Thank you.
Horseplay Therapy. Check them out. Check them out. See if they are right for you or somebody in your family, somebody you love.
Yes.
Yeah, they absolutely could be. Cool. Well, hey, part of the, some of the people who help us bring you programs like this and some of this great information, one of those individuals being Mark Bailey in the Bailey Group.
Yes, sir.
The Bailey Group has built upon their foundation of a trusted local insurance agency and developed the company into a nationally competitive firm. The Bailey Group provides insurance, benefits, and financial strategies to companies and employees across the United States while maintaining that local personalized service model that sets them apart from the rest. The Bailey Group provides progressive solutions using cutting-edge technology, strong carrier relationships, and out-of-the-box thinking. That's the most important part, I think, Davey.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a call. See how they can help you. They are the Bailey Group, 904-461-1800.
And when the United Way of St. John's opened in 1957, it was known as the Community Chest. That was the first year they raised $48,000. Well, the United Way of St. John's has changed a lot, but their focus hasn't. Today, with a total impact of over $3 million annually, they continue to fight for the areas of health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. Serving both Putnam and St. John's County's United Way is the only organization that brings us together to focus on the community problems that matter the most. They also find partners that share the vision, energy, passion, expertise, and resources to get the work done. Every year, the United Way of St. John's is amazed by the generous hearts and continued support of those in our community. It's amazing what happens when we live united.
That is the truth, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. What else? So what kind of events we got coming up that people need to know about?
Okay, Greek Festival 2022.
Oh, wow. I've got a friend we need to get on for Greek Festival.
Oh, very nice. Let's do that. Okay,
I'll give you his info.
Please do. So we have Saturday, October 8th and 9th. Save that date. 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then you head over to Horseplay right afterwards.
That's right.
I hear you loud and clear. We're back in person. Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church of St. Augustine is putting this on. Very, very cool. And there's a pickup and drive-through. So very nice. There's a trolley pickup that's happening. So go to the Greek Orthodox Festival on Facebook and get some more information.
A lot of people really like that one, man.
Yeah.
So that's a big one.
And I heard from Amanda, who is over at Osceola Elementary School PTO, Chick-fil-A Mobile Spirit Night. Look, I know how hard it is to get Chick-fil-A on a Spirit Night, and I'm so proud of the Wildcats right now. They are cheering on this one. Come on, support Osceola Elementary School, Title I school, champion in our town, Friday, September 23rd, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Chick-fil-A US 1. You can, I think, because it says mobile on here, that you can also order online, and the proceeds will still go. So that's awesome.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, find out more. Go either on Chick-fil-A St. Augustine's page or Osceola Elementary School PTO page.
Okay,
yeah,
that's a good one. Man, anything involving Chick-fil-A is a good one.
That was the smartest move. That was so cool, guys. I'm proud of them. They're awesome. Next up, Full Moon Wine Tasting, October 6th, 7 to 9 p.m. This is put on by Casa de Vino 57. Join us October 6th for another Full Moon Wine Tasting. They'll be serving over 20 specially curated boutique wines accompanied by our savory cheese and charcuterie boards and wonderful live music. Tickets are $45 a person. For reservations, call the shop at 904-217-4546. By the way, 48-hour cancellation notice required for a full refund.
Okay, that's important.
Got to get
that's
in there.
In case you can't make it for whatever reason.
Yes.
But you should definitely make it to that one.
That sounds like fun. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Cool.
Yes.
Good stuff.
On a Monday.
Show today.
Yeah. It's a good Monday.
Yes.
Great Monday, man. Great Monday for this show. Great Monday for the morning show. Thank you again to our special guests from Horseplay Therapy. And thank you guys for watching and the folks that make this possible. Thank you to Clay for pressing all the buttons. Davey, thank you for showing up today.
Yeah.
Always.
Always helps. Yeah. It's an option.
You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, everybody.